Well, so far, farmers really haven't had to turn to the new Farm Bill programs. But with commodity and bean prices falling, Michael Langemeyer is telling them it's probably a good time to look at the possibilities of what the Farm Bill and crop insurance can provide.
I would really encourage producers to take a close look at the revenue policies, because those policies can protect against a drop in a lower yield, but also lower prices. If prices drop substantially from the spring to the fall in a particular year, you're protected on the low end from that.
Langemeyer says the good thing about the Farm Bill is it provides options, and that producers should put the pencil to the paper to decide if the ARC or the PLC is the better option.
Producer could put in his yield, his prices, historical information, but also put in what he thinks, what his yield expectations are and his price expectations are, and then really do a close comparison. So what it really comes down to from a producer's standpoint is how low do they think prices are really going to go.
Well, obviously, returns to producers will not only be determined on the size of the crop, but more importantly, the demand. And according to ag economist Darrell Good, he feels that corn consumption will be higher than earlier anticipated.
I would be a little more optimistic, thinking that with the good profit margins we're seeing in all the sectors that use corn, that these low prices would begin to generate a faster rate of consumption. So basically in each category, ethanol, exports, and feed use, I would be a bit more optimistic than USDA forecasts.
So far this year, exports for U.S. grains has been very strong. Matter of fact, Michael Clements from the U.S. Grains Council says the Middle East and North Africa have started to buy more U.S. corn.
About 163.82 million bushels of corn trade into the North Africa, Middle East region. The largest increase was to Egypt. Egypt hadn't bought anything, and they had almost 2.6 million tons, or about 102 million bushel, from the U.S., but we saw some large increases in the Saudi Arabian market as well. Saw some U.S. corn move into other parts of North Africa like Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, that hadn't been buying much of any U.S. corn the last couple of years.
And market analyst John Basie said despite the fact that soybean prices have been faltering, the value of beans are at an all-time high thanks to strong exports.
We've sort of been in the golden age of soybeans in the last few years. We're having record demand every year. We've seen soybean demand grow faster than demand for any other major commodity. It is being driven by export demand. China has been the biggest driver of that.
And looking at our prices, quiet day for corn, no change for September or December, as September corn is at $3.56 a bushel, December $3.65, beans for September, $10.85¾ November, back down to $10.23¾, and September wheat, $5.47¼ per bushel. Class 3 prices, August $22.26, September $23.28. September $23.98 and October down to $23.05. As far as cheese, blocks and barrels both sit at $2.30 a pound. Butter, that drops a penny and a half to $2.74. Livestock, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, $1.07 to $1.22. Most of the slaughter cows, $91 to $106. Replacement bull calves, $2.50 to $4.05. Heifer calves, $2 to $3.30. Fed cattle, choice beef steers and heifers, $1.40 to $1.47. Holstein steers, $1.25 to $1.37. And your barrels and gilts, $97 and down. And that's your lowdown on the ag front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU.